This is What the Flux. I'm Brett.
And I'm Justin, and it's Friday the 15th of March.
Jazzy boy, the Australian media versus Meta slanging match is continuing. Meta is now claiming it gives news publishers $115 million in free traffic every single year. In other words, news publishers are oh so lucky that Meta is even displaying news content in the first place.
Shots fired.
It's clear that Meta ain't coming back to the negotiating table now.
Speaking of money though, B-Man, we're giving away $50 today through our game Quick Sticks.
Oh yeah.
All you've got to do is be the first person to answer three questions correctly in the Flux app, and the $50 could be yours to kick off the weekend.
Three prize-worthy stories today, Jazzy boy.
Let's do it.
For our first, Optus's owner, Singtel, is looking likely to sell the Australian telco in a multi-billion dollar deal.
All the scandals just becoming a little too much for Singtel to wrap its head around, so tell me more.
Well, we know Optus is the second biggest telco network in Australia with over 10 million customers.
Or around 40% of Australia's population.
And while Optus strictly serves the Australian market, its owner is actually Singapore-based Singtel, and it's been that way since 2001.
Now, B-Man, we know Optus has been through an absolute mare of a period recently.
Yeah, there was the cyber attack, which leaked the data of 9.8 million current and former customers.
And then, of course, there was the major outage last year, which forced its then CEO to step down.
And cost them $61 million to resolve.
And after a pretty tragic period for Optus's brand, which many were calling Floptus, its owner Singtel is now looking to offload its ownership in Optus, in part, or even in full.
The rumors swirling are that a private equity player named Brookfield may just swoop on Optus for a lazy $16 to $18 billion dollars.
And Singtel is looking to divest a large number of their assets to boost profits.
So what is the key learning here?
Divesting assets is how companies cut the fat to slim down to just their best bits.
Think of divesting a company like holding a massive yard sale.
But instead of selling old lamps and vintage jeans, they're letting go of parts of their business.
And why do companies hold these corporate garage sales?
Well, B-Man, there are a number of reasons, but for Singtel, it's seen its profits fall recently.
We're talking a net profit drop of 12.5% in the December quarter.
And as a result, Singtel has sold $711 million worth of its shares in an Indian telco called Bharti Airtel.
And now, potentially a chunky stake or all of Optus.
In fact, Singtel has sold down more than $8 billion Singapore dollars worth of capital since 2021 to reduce its debt.
And these sell-offs will also help stabilize their cash balance.
And given the debacle at Optus over the past few years, it's all become just a little bit too much for Singtel.
Mm-hmm. For our second story, Maya has seen its shares pop more than 5% after it managed to stabilize its results and bring in a new executive to lead it into their future.
Could make a movie about Maya's turnaround story, B-Man. So what is going on here?
So Jazzy boy, while Maya has been an iconic name in Australian fashion for more than a century, it's been through some dark times.
Yep, their profits began to shrink in the early 2010s. They shut down stores, they made big job cuts.
But we love a good glow up, and Maya has had a better turnaround story than Robert Downey Jr.
Hollywood outcast to Oppenheimer Oscar award winner.
In fact, Maya has seen its share price jump nearly 40% just this year alone.
And now it's announced a net profit after tax of $52 million for the half year ending December 2023.
And while it's a decline on the previous period, investors are still pretty pleased given the soft economy.
And then to put icing on the cake, Maya also announced a new executive chairwoman, Olivia Wirth, who will also be the CEO.
And she's the former head of Qantas's loyalty division, i.e. frequent flyer anyone. So clearly, they've got a specific focus for the future.
So what is the key learning here?
Companies need leaders whose skills and experiences align with their company's future growth channels rather than their historical ones.
You see, B-Man, traditionally, Maya's hired leaders who've had hardcore retail experience.
But here is the thing, Jazzy boy. Maya's loyalty program, Maya One, has more than 4.3 million active members.
And these members make up more than 76% of all of Maya's sales.
And given Worth's background in loyalty and in data and in e-commerce, there's clearly a focus here to lean even harder on Maya's loyalty program.
And B-Man, while Maya's online sales only account for around 21% of total sales today, it's clear that e-commerce and data is a key focus for the future.
And rather than just focusing on stabilizing the business, which they have done for the past few years, seems like Maya has a new focus now.
Growth.
And given the growth of Qantas's Frequent Flyer program, Maya is hoping it can do the same at Maya is My Store.
For our third and final story, TikTok is facing an existential threat as the US House of Representatives has passed a bill to ban the app from the app stores.
Are we going to see the CEO of TikTok go viral again for explaining how Wi-Fi works?
Oh, no.
Tell us what is happening here, Jazzy boy.
Well, B-Man, we know TikTok's Chinese parent company, ByteDance, has been in a bit of a dance-off with the US government since 2020.
This boogie started because the US government thought TikTok could be a national security threat if user data ends up in the hands of the Chinese government.
And since then, there have been years of inquiries and hearings into this issue.
But now, Jazzy Boy, the US House of Representatives has passed a bill ordering ByteDance to separate itself from TikTok in 180 days.
Or be banned in the US.
I.e., ByteDance needs to sell TikTok or spin it off in 5 months.
Otherwise, app stores in the US won't be allowed to distribute the app at all.
Now, this bill hasn't become official law just yet, but if it's passed in the US Senate, it will.
And then it sets a precedent for other countries to ban TikTok too.
Which means no more videos from Fred Again or Taylor Swift concerts.
And no more standing awkwardly singing, standing in crowd room and I can't see your face.
And if that happens, it won't just be TikTok that loses out. Creators and businesses will as well.
So what is the key learning here?
For better or worse, social media platforms have made themselves indispensable in the digital economy.
You see, B-Man, TikTok has become a marketing and distribution point in multiple industries.
Think fashion brands like Crocs or Duolingo or companies in the travel industry like Ryanair.
In fact, advertisers spent nearly $1.2 billion on TikTok in just the fourth quarter of 2023 alone.
And according to TikTok, there are 7 million small businesses that use the app.
Many of which may lose an access point to customers if this ban goes ahead. So if TikTok's forced out of the picture, its competitors will be waiting on the sidelines to pick up the generous, juicy leftovers. Mm-hmm. Flux fam, if you consider yourself a bit of a quiz buff, then we have the perfect game for you and we're giving away a cash prize today in the Flux app.
If you think you know the topics of money or finance well, you think you've got a smart brain and you've got quick fingers, you could win $50 today.
All you got to do is download the Flux app and turn your notifications on and play and be the first person to answer correctly to win the cash.
Thanks for listening and we'll see you on Monday.